Josh Ritter is here today with his band, and we're looking forward to live performances and music from the Animal Years. Josh really broke through with Hello Starling, his last album, developing his audience here and actually becoming a star in Ireland. He's been working hard, and I started our session off by asking about the meaning of the Animal Years, the title of the new album.
I think it was two things, you know. It really jumped in. It was a phrase that I woke up with in my head, and sometimes that happens. And the phrase doesn't make a lot of sense in a lot of ways, but you start to realize that you've been thinking about it while you're asleep, and your brain kind of spit out this nugget, you know. And so I tried to work it into songs, and then I started to realize that it's really about the last couple of years, and these guys can attest that we've been out on the road and picking up food where we can find it, and sleeping where it exists, and spending a lot of time at swap meets, doing a lot of stuff that other animals get to do. It was an amazing time, and it looks like it's kind of continuing, which is good. But it's also about, you know, America right now kind of being asked to turn into animals.
Yeah, there's a couple of songs at least on here about that.
Yeah.
And one of them is Girl in the War. Tell me about who's talking to whom in this song. I had a little trouble trying to figure that out.
Well, I was thinking about a way to try and talk about this kind of supposed debate we have going on in our country right now, which I don't really think of as a debate. I think it's two groups of fundamentalists kind of shouting at each other, and it's not something that I agree with. And I was looking to write songs that were took a little bit more into account the confusion and place a little bit more value on being confused as people. I think that's like, as people, that's important, but as like citizens, it's important too of your country, you know, to not have all the answers and to be looking for them. I always liked the Laurel and Hardy movies, because those two, they were always yelling at each other and never quite getting anything done. That's what made them funny. But it also, when you think about it, like it relates really well to our country right now. And I think that the same goes for Peter and Paul, who are these two guys. One is perfectly content to kind of send you to hell if you don't agree with him, and the other guy wishes he knew what he was doing from minute to minute, you know. And they're kind of, when you throw them together, they're kind of funny, and I think they definitely say a lot about, you know, for instance, Democrats and Republicans these days, and you know, the left and the right in general.
Can you do that one, girl?
Sure. Yeah. Totally.
Thank you. Paul said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little hard. Tend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, her eyes are like champagne. They sparkle bubble over and in the morning all you got is rain. They sparkle bubble over and in the morning all you got is rain. They sparkle bubble over and in the morning all you got is rain. Yeah.
Girl in the War, that is actually the song that begins the Animal Years, Josh Ritter's new album. And you got to give names to these players here, Josh. This sounds great.
Yeah, I will. This is Zach Hickman here playing the bass from Lynchburg, Virginia. And we've played together since college. And this is Dave Hingerty from Ireland playing the drums from Wicklow. And we met when I went over and opened for a band called The Frames. It was the first time I ever realized what a really good drummer was. I'd heard about them, but and this is Sam Kassir from Boston, Massachusetts, and we've been playing together for like 3 years now. And there was a gig where Zach couldn't make it, and he was like, "Well, I got a buddy Sam who can play the keys, and he'll just play the bass line." And so that's how we met. So
he almost got himself out of a job there, but it didn't work out.
Let's see, he would have, but he taught Sam how to play the piano, so we're all...
You know, there's a certain group of singer-songwriter fans and singer-songwriters who love to go to hear somebody sing a song about a character that they identify with, and it's kind of, it's either the singer himself or some character you've made up, and that's sort of a convention of singer-songwriterness, and you've done that convention, you do that convention, mm-hmm. but there's something more going on in this album. Just as we were talking about that song, you really have set yourself the task of writing about bigger ideas.
Yeah.
And did you set that out as a challenge for working on this, or is that something you've always worked towards?
I think I've always worked towards it, and I was actually kind of like, there was times when, you know, meeting with various people and stuff, you know, starting to record a record, or and you start to talk with, you know, record company people or other just people around, and the number of times that I heard James Blunt mentioned in the last year in relation to my music was staggering to me, and I never understood it because I always felt like that's just not anything that I've ever come from. I don't like confessional, my own talking about my own life. I don't, and I feel like there's so much more to a human being than breakups, you know, or you know, and so I always felt like I was writing about larger things. And but this record was the first chance I think we had as a band, and to have a sounding board that I really wanted to talk about, that was on my mind, that I was trying to figure out at the same time as I was writing the songs, you know, which was the war and America's place in the world and our place in America, you know.
And as we mentioned, we'll get to a number of other songs that definitely feature thoughts about that, big thoughts about that. Another thing that features in this, it seems to me that on this album, there. If not the place Idaho, the vibe of Idaho is on this record. I know you recorded it in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And you do a song called Idaho, and wolves, there is a song called Wolves, but they feature in other songs, too.
Yeah.
And there ain't wolves in a whole lot of parts of this country.
Yeah.
What was it actually like growing up in Idaho? Because I think it's easy for us to say, oh, he's from Idaho, you know, mythologize the whole thing. And what was it really like?
It was great, and that's actually one of the great things about being from Idaho is you can make up anything you want. And like, thinking back, like, I grew up pretty far from town, and I eventually learned how to drive, and I could drive. But like, you know, other than that, I had some friends that lived about 2 miles over this mountainside from me. My friends Rocky and Dusty, and. You know, we didn't have a lot to do, you know, and except kind of play in the woods and hang out and throw rocks and stuff. And that was, for me, like, at the time, I think it must have been, you know, seemed fairly normal. But when I moved away, I realized that not everybody had done that. I think a lot of the reasons why I became a songwriter was because it was something to do. It was something to entertain myself, you know, and there weren't a lot of other people playing music there was just nobody really who was doing the same sort of stuff. And
was it unusual for you growing up in Idaho to go away to college?
It wasn't. I was one of the ones that like left Moscow to go away to college, mostly because I thought it would be time for me to start learning how to do my own laundry. And that's progressing slowly. But it was something else to kind of go to Ohio, which, you know, to some isn't very exotic, but to me at the time it was like going to Tahiti. So yeah, but it's gotten weirder since then, you know.
Now, of course, there are places where you would hear wolves at night, and that conjures up so much. Where does this song come from, the song Wolves?
Well, there was a, they're moving wolves in, and wolves are coming back in Idaho, and they're like, we're really controversial. But up where I live, there are coyotes, which are sort of like, you know, the B-grade actor wolves. They're sort of like the Rob Schneider wolves, and they hang out outside, and you can shine a flashlight off into the woods and see their faces. You can see just the eyes, and you can hear them at night, and it's an amazing sound. If you ever hear a pack of coyotes doing this yipping, laughing sound, and it's the eeriest sound. It sounds like somebody's in your house laughing downstairs. And it's the most unreal, unworldly sound. Just lie there in bed at night and like stare at the ceiling and hope they don't come in.
So. Ooh, well let's let's do the song. This is Wolves.
Sure.
I still remember that time when we were dancing. We were dancing to a song that I'd heard. Was simple, your hands were naked. I was singing without knowing the words. And I started listening to the wolves in the timber, wolves in the timber at night. I heard their songs when I looked in the mirror, in the house, and the moon's round my eyes. So long, so high, so long, so high, so hands were naked. I was singing without knowing the words. So long, so high, so long, so high, so long, so high, so long, so high. And one day I just woke up and the wolves were all there. Wolves in the piano, wolves underneath the stairs, and wolves inside the hinges. Circling arms in the frozen nights I go home, and the bed he used to share with me. I wake in the fields in the cold and the lonesome, mosey on the face that I see. And I still remember that time when we would dance, and we would dance into a song that I'd heard. Your face was simple, your hands were naked, I was singing without knowing the words.
That's Wolves from Josh Ritter's The Animal Years, done live today. And one of the first songs you made available on your website, and I know a song you've been doing live, is the magnum opus of this disc, Thin Blue Flame.
Yeah.
And was this something that was written and conceptualized early for the album, or how did it work out?
We didn't really I was working on that song for about a year and a half, and I had pages and pages and pages of it, and it was just a big thing that I started to think, man, it's like a whole other record. I don't think this is a big, huge gorilla, and you know, I don't know if it's in the cage or out of the cage, but it just felt like I was trying to get something out and trying to figure something out in my head, and I didn't know where it was going, and I didn't know what it was going to turn into. But I remember flying over between Lewiston, Idaho, and Seattle. You fly over all these little towns like Vantage and Royal City and all these beautiful towns out there, and I had a deck of playing cards on my card table, tray table, and I was looking at them and looking outside and wondering why there weren't more suits, you know, of cards than just the four. And so I started writing down suits, other suits that I would have if I could invent a new card deck of cards, and that's kind of where the song started out. And then from there it just kind of turned into something else, you know. So I think sometimes you get lucky and you can turn off and not judge yourself, you know, while you're working. That song wasn't totally done until the day we recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
I was still cutting out lyrics or putting stuff in or changing a word here or there. But that was exciting, you know, because we felt like we were just sitting out there and bashing away at something brand new, you know.
Well, I must have listened to this song 10 times now, and I was listening to it a couple times last night, and I was still hearing things. First time you hear this song, you see it as just sort of a stream of consciousness spew.
Yeah.
But it isn't at all, and that's what's so cool about it. And
Thank you very much.
And I think some of the subjects we've been talking about, including Laurel and Hardy, are all involved here. So
Yeah.
Can you do Thin Blue Flame?
Yeah, well, this will be the first time we've ever played this on the radio, which is great. Thanks a lot for letting us do it.
I became a thin blue flame, polished on a mountain range. And over hills and fields I flew, wrapped up in a royal blue. I flew over Royal City last night, bullfighting the horns of a new moonlight. Caesar's ghost, I saw the wartime tides. The Prince of Denmark's father still in quiet. The whole world was looking to get drowned. Trees were a fist, shaking themselves at the clouds. I looked over curtains and it's then that I knew that only a full house gonna make it through. I became a thin blue wire, held held the world above the fire. So it was I saw behind. And heaven's just a thin blue line. If God's up there, he's in a cold dark room. The heavenly host is just the cold dark moons. Been down and made the world in 7 days. And ever since he's been a walking away, mixing with nitrogen and lonely holes, where neither seraphim or raindrops go. I see a lone man wandering the halls alone, but only a full house gonna make a home. And I became the thin blue string, the smoke between a sleep and dream. In that clear blue undertow, it's a royal city far below, borders soft with refugees, streets are swimming with amputees. It's a Bible or a bullet they put over your heart. It's getting harder and harder just to tell them apart. The days are nights and the nights are long. Beating hearts blossom into walking bombs. And those still looking in the clear blue sky for a sign get missiles from so high they might as well be divine. And now the wolves are howling at your door. Sing about vengeance like it's the joy of the Lord. Bringing justice to the enemies, not the other way round. They're guilty when killed, and they're killed where they're found. If what's loosed on earth will be loosed up on high, it's a hell of a heaven we must go to when we die. Or even Laurel begs Hardy for vengeance, please. The fat man's crying on his hands and his knees. Back in the peacetime, he caught roses on the stage. Now he twists indecision and takes bourbon for rage. Like pellets, pepper, and aluminum. Halcyon, laudanum, and opium. Sinks gets the heart of this poison club. His wine and sheet is busy. Faith for the same reasons that it's so hard to find. And the whole thing is headed for a terrible wreck. And like a tragedy, that's what we expect. Plans for a city laid down, the hips of a girl on the spring-covered ground, spirals and capitals, just the twists of a script, streets named for heroes that could almost exist, fruit trees were meeting and the gardens they sing, they float like smoke from a lithium dream, cedar trees growing in the cool of the squares, young women walking in the portals of prayer, the future glass buildings and the past in a dress, the weddings in pollen and the wine bottomless, and all wrongs forgotten and all vengeance made right, the suffering verbs put to sleep in the night, the future descending like a bright chandelier, the world is beginning and the guests in good cheer, your royal city I fell into a trance, it's hell to believe there ain't a hell of a chance. Thank you. walk beneath the clear blue sky. The sun a shout, the breeze was a sigh. The old hometown and the streets I knew. Wrapped up in a royal blue. I heard my friends laughing out across the fields. Girls in the gloaming and the birds on a wheel. Ross Miller horses and the warm smell of hay. Cicadas electric in the heat of the day. I run at three sisters and the flush of the land. The lake was a diamond in the valley's hand. The straight of the highway and the scattered out hearts. Coming together, they were pulling apart. And angels everywhere were in my midst. And the ones that I loved and the ones that I kissed. I wondered what it was we've been looking for up above. Heaven is so big there ain't no need to look up. So I stopped looking for royal cities in the air. Only a full house gonna have a prayer.
If you've been following along, there's not much left to say. That's Thin Blue Flame from Josh Rader. Josh, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much for having me and letting us play that song and letting us just keep coming back here. This is a great honor.
Josh Rader, our guest here on the World Cafe. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, particularly that performance of Thin Blue Flame. All that music is on the new album from Josh Rader, The Animal Years. We have it at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And get it from us and support the show.